Hi there, Campfire listeners. This is John Ballantyne here to give you the lowdown on an excellent new podcast that I think will appeal particularly to our campfire crowd. So, hey, thank me later. Our friend Jeff Schmidt, who has provided the audio engineering and sound design for quite a few well-known podcasts, way too many to mention, has branched out on his own with a suspense-heavy audio drama called Ominous Thrill. Guys, this show will blow your socks off, so hey, just go ahead and take them off and make yourself comfortable. Ominous Thrill is an anthology of character-driven dark fiction featuring stories of obsession, love, rage, and revenge clashing in the murky worlds of the supernatural and paranormal. Great voice actors. Of course, the sound is amazing. And to top it off, the guy writes a terrific story. It almost seems unfair. So, quick preview coming up for Ominous Thrill. Check it out. Definitely has my good housekeeping stamp of approval. Then right after, our own campfire chiller is on deck.
What's this all about?
What about nightmares? We need to leave.
What are you doing?
They can't tear out your soul anymore, Stuart.
Ominous Thrill, a new audio fiction anthology.
I've done horrible things.
Tell them what you did.
I didn't do anything.
To me.
No!
Character-driven tales of obsession.
I'm no psycho.
Banging on my door and streaming it on the internet.
Revenge.
Don't mind if I sit here and watch the lights go out, do you?
The unexplained.
Don't leave me out here.
We can't help her.
I have a daughter.
We're leaving. No.
I need the light. You want me to fall down the stairs?
No. I want to push you.
I love you so fucking much.
Ominous Thrill. Available now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere.
Flesh splits open.
Oh, yes.
Thrill you later.
Welcome, friend. Have a seat by the fire. Make yourself comfortable. Most sonar contacts in the deep water brought little fear to the hearts of sailors aboard a U.S. Navy Trident missile submarine. Commonly, one might hear whale song, the ghostly echo of ice floes breaking to the north, even the menacing specter of a Russian attack sub drifting silently through the abyss. Though none would inspire such maddening dread as the sinister sonar reflection that presently arose from uncharted depths and shadowed the 150 souls aboard the USS Tennessee. But even this eerie phenomenon should have come as no great shock, as old sailors knew well. The most haunted place on the planet was surely the sea. You're listening to Campfire Radio Theater. Tonight, we revisit a nightmare that children of the Cold War recall all too well. A seafaring tale of what could have been, or perhaps what might still be. This dark tome surfaces from the fevered imaginings of writer-producer John Ballantyne. Our tale is called The Devil and the Deep Blue Sea.
Sky King, we have the package.
Roger.
We're gonna reel up the hoist and be on our way. You boys and girls, enjoy some waters.
Back at you, Sky King. Thanks for your assistance.
Chief, get that below ASAP. I want to be underway by 1600 hours.
Aye, aye, sir.
Heads up.
XO is stepping out, sir.
It's kind of tight quarters up here, Tom.
Yep, thought I'd grab one last breath of fresh air before we take her down.
I'll get this below to our sonar tech, Captain.
Very good, Chief.
Remind me to stock backup sonar motherboards next time we deploy.
So, what do you spy out there in those binoculars?
Here, have a look. About 10 degrees starboard.
Nothing but whitecaps. You chasing phantoms, Captain?
Could be, XO. I'm going below.
Enjoy that breath of fresh air. Might be your last for a couple months.
Excuse me, sir.
No worries, son. Either I'm getting bigger or this boat's getting smaller.
Giant iron coffin with nukes swimming in a bottomless abyss.
What's that?
What kind of pathological mind comes up with something as nutty as this?
You know, Brooks, sometimes I wonder how you passed the psych exam.
Who says I did?
Captain.
Skipper.
Department heads gathered as requested.
Morning, gentlemen. Ladies, take your seats. Let's make our operational brief as possible. By the way, we have an official VIP on board. I'm told he'll be observing operations aboard the Tennessee. Chances are he'll be in his quarters most of the duration in Cabin 9, monitoring our systems and how we do things.
The infamous Red Room.
So if you do encounter him, let's extend every courtesy. Chief, what's your report on sonar? Are we back to 100%?
Everything checks out, Skipper. We're not flying blind anymore, but, I think Hightower has concerns.
Let's hear it.
I've isolated a contact, Skipper. It's faint, but it's there. Running ultra-quiet.
You can't ID it?
Acoustic signature is inconclusive.
What's your opinion? Russian fast attack sub?
Possibly. Its behavior is odd.
Okay. You want to elaborate?
Calculations seem to place it well below test depth. There's nothing the Russians have that should operate that deep.
Something new Ivan's been cooking up?
Not likely. I've run a complete battery of tests, and the system checks out. Acoustic relays are reading as they should, but something isn't right.
Sounds like another faulty motherboard.
Maybe the calibration tables are off. Whatever it is, though, it's definitely following us.
Well, we're still 2 days out from our patrol station. Let's try to shake him before we arrive. Employ evasive measures. Maintain silence on all comm bands. Keep me posted, all right?
Aye, aye, sir.
Our next firefighting and flood drills are coming up. We got serious work ahead of us. To coin a phrase from my old gramps, all I want to see is assholes and elbows.
Maybe a more pressing concern is, when is pizza night, and what toppings are we talking?
All right, get to your posts. Let's see what's going on.
Captain, we have received a valid emergency action message that directs the launch of Target Package 01. Request permission to authenticate.
Authenticate the message.
Aye, aye, sir. Oscar Tango Golf Bravo Zulu Alpha.
Well?
Captain, the message is authentic.
I concur, Captain.
I concur as well.
Now what? We're still out of position.
Chief, bring us to full speed. Proceed to target package. Give me your best estimate on our earliest launch window.
Aye, aye, sir. Launch control, we're going to need an immediate prep. I need a status on all tubes.
What the hell's going on?
We have an authenticated EAM.
Maybe we ought to find out. Chief, you have the con.
Aye, aye, sir.
Specialist Sims, you picking up anything?
There's been a flood of radio chatter in the past 15 minutes. Heavily scrambled, though.
Russian chatter?
Both sides, sir.
What in the holy name of Christ?
I need to know what's doing.
Skipper, we're picking up transmissions from a carrier strike group to our west, about 600 nautical miles.
USS Truman.
Can you hone in on their transmission, Sims? Maybe they know something.
Aye, sir.
Skipper, sonar indicates Russian surface vessels above us. At least two destroyers.
Maintain radio silence on all frequencies. We don't want to relay our position.
Copy that.
Let's get out from under their shadow, XO. Get back to con. Set depth to 600. Rig ultra quiet.
Aye, sir. Tell me, you think this thing is real?
Real as anything I've ever seen.
Relaying this message from our bunkers at Strategic Command to all U.S. forces. We are at DEFCON 1. As of 0750 hours this morning, Eastern Time, the United States was hit by a first strike of Russian origin. Several nuclear warheads have struck targets throughout the U.S. No idea. Point, the extent of loss and casualties expected to be catastrophic. A counteroffensive was launched immediately upon Moonlight verification of the incoming Russian nukes and up massive destruction over there as well. We cannot guarantee that strike took out their capabilities to launch further aggression against us or our allies. All of our nuclear-armed naval assets are ordered to take position to eliminate pre-selected targets within the Russian state. Our submarine forces are authorized to launch missiles immediately. I'm sure I don't have to remind you, there is enough firepower aboard each of your vessels to incinerate an entire continent. I wish you and your crew safety and success. May God bless us all.
Who ordered the goddamn apocalypse?
It's a bit garbled, but I pulled in what I could.
Chief, what's our ETA to launch position?
If we maintain speed, we'll be in range in about 18 hours.
Sims, get back to comms. Keep a close monitor on any transmissions you can pull in. Any updates, keep me posted.
Aye, sir.
Skipper, news is going to spread through the crew like wildfire. Everyone is already on edge. You need to talk to them.
I understand, Chief. Every man and woman on this boat is trained for this. Let's stay on top of it. Assholes and elbows.
Aye, aye, sir.
The Russians aren't stupid enough to launch a nuclear strike. It's suicide.
All it takes is one madman to kickstart a war.
What are the chances all of this is just an exercise? I mean, we got that VIP on board.
Yeah? What are you getting at?
I mean, what is he? Pentagon spook or defense contractor of some sort. Maybe he knows something we don't.
This is Captain Jeffries. I'd like a word.
By all means. Come in, Captain. Really shitty way to write humanity's last chapter, huh?
I'm sorry I didn't catch your name when you boarded.
They call me Toombs. Warren Toombs.
Mr. Toombs, I wish we could meet under better circumstances. My exo seems to think we are in the middle of some kind of simulation. A war game.
Can I offer you a drink, Captain?
No, thanks.
Oh, I hate to drink alone. Are you sure?
Alcohol's probably not a great idea right now.
Ooh, it's as good a time as any, but suit yourself. Here's a toast. To the end of the world. Homo sapiens had a good run.
Mr. Toombs, I'd like for us to speak frankly.
Oh, of course.
Your assignment has been nothing short of a cloak-and-dagger operation.
Mm.
Obviously, you're equipped here to monitor our systems, evaluate performance.
Lovely accommodations here in the Red Room, Captain Jeffries. My compliments.
If this is some kind of elaborate drill or test, I think you better let me in on it. Once news spreads, we could have mass hysteria aboard this boat. Suicides.
It's legit, Captain. Why else would I be polishing off my only bottle of Grade A scotch? Congratulations. You have got a front row seat to the apocalypse.
I don't remember buying a ticket to that ride.
Step right up, Captain. Step right up. Radioactive fallout, nuclear winter, all free of charge.
That's a grim assessment, Mr. Toombs.
You ever hear about the Pentagon analysts that went batshit back in the 70s?
Can't say I have.
Yeah, it's a strange case. He was like a Vegas odds maker of sorts, you know, only the stakes were considerably higher than predicting the Army-Navy game. You see, his job was to contemplate the various outcomes of a full-blown nuclear exchange, the probability of survival and what that might look like. I mean, down to every gruesome detail. Can you imagine? This poor schmuck went to work every day and engineered a hypothetical holocaust with paper and protractor. Figured out all the different end-of-the-world scenarios, all the repercussions. Guess it's not far removed from what you do, is it, Captain? Anyway, he reached a breaking point. His mind couldn't handle it. That immense level of death and carnage. So one day he goes home, kisses his wife, two kids goodbye, and puts a bullet in their heads. See, problem was, he couldn't calculate a less than 50% probability that someone didn't push the button within their lifetime. That the world didn't end in thermonuclear holocaust. Of course, now, computers perform those calculations and do it much more accurately, but you know what? The equation's identical, and the answer? Well, it remains the same. Only a 50% chance we dodge nuclear annihilation. As they say, the house always wins.
Skipper, we have a contact bearing on us. Closing fast.
On the way, Chief.
What terror lies below the depths? The devil, my son. The devil lies there.
What did you say?
Carry on, my good captain. I have serious drinking to do.
Skipper, contact is coming up from below. Bearing 099. Aggressive posture.
He's a deep diver. Never seen anything like it.
Sonar, do we have a positive ID?
It's murky, Skipper. It's the same mystery contact, though. Same one that's been tailing us.
I need to know what we're dealing with, Hightower.
Closing at 35 knots.
Shit, that son of a bitch is running fast.
Call it, Hightower.
Undetermined, sir.
It's gotta be Russian.
Let's have a listen. What do you make of that?
Sounds like fucking Cthulhu.
Something the old man used to...
Sir, Russian Akula class were reported in this vicinity 2 days ago.
Whatever it is, sounds like they're flooding tubes.
Sound general alarm.
This is X-O. All hands to battle stations. All hands, battle
stations. Prepare
station.
Evasive maneuvers.
This is not a drill. Repeat.
Evasive
this is
maneuvers.
Not a drill.
Aye, sir.
Torpedo room. Prep tubes.
This is torpedo room. We're loading tubes 1 and 2.
Fire control data. Give me a target solution on incoming sub.
Skipper, I've got another sonar contact closing at a high rate of speed.
What is it?
Torpedoes in the water, Skipper. I count 2.
Fish in the water. Closing at 50 knots.
Launch countermeasures. Evasive right, full rudder. Bring us 20 degrees.
Evasive. Aye, Skipper.
Countermeasures prepped. Countermeasures dispersed. In the water. Full pattern.
Still closing. Range. 1,500. 1,400. Picking up speed.
Come on, come on. Take the bait.
1,200.
I'm registering a detonation. We got one of their torpedoes. The other one seems to be falling off. Losing tracking.
Affirmative, Skipper. Decoys effective.
Bring us to bear on target. Fire control, what have you got?
Acquired target, sir. Solution ready. Weapon ready.
Fire 2.
Firing 2, Skipper.
What are we looking like?
Torpedoes running normally, sir, and converging on target.
Helm, right 15 degrees rudder. Steady on course 320.
15 degrees rudder right, aye.
Keep us clear of that dead torpedo. We don't want it getting a bead on us again.
Are they launching countermeasures?
I'm not picking up anything.
Well, maybe they just don't want to dance today.
Torpedo still on course? 900. 800. 700. 400. First torpedo, registering a hit. Second torpedo. Also a hit.
What do we have, sonar?
Implosion, sir. Enemy sub is breaking apart. Going down.
Holy shit! Hallelujah!
That was close.
Are you sure they're dead, Hightower?
Positive, sir. I'm not even picking up an emergency beacon. Total FUBAR.
What's the depth through here?
2.5 miles, sir.
That's a long way down.
All hands, this is your captain. Secure from general alert. Repeat, secure from general alert. Pilot, bring us back to course. Full speed, rig for ultra quiet.
Aye, sir.
Damage control, what's our status?
All's well, Skipper. No reports of damage.
Reactor room reports all systems normal.
Very good, Chief. XO, I want an emergency briefing with all department heads at 2400. Let's make sure everyone's on the same page.
Will do. That'll give me time to change my underwear. Good work, Skipper. Hey, anything wrong? You know, I mean, beyond the obvious.
I want you to post a guard in front of the Red Room.
Oh, don't tell me our VIP is a head case.
Not sure yet. Just precautionary.
Great. Of course, this stage, I half expect an orderly to come along and slide a pill under my tongue and...
Trust me, I get it. Post that guard.
Aye, Skipper. I'll see to it.
Assume stations for training exercise Alpha. All hands.
Captain?
Everything secure, Alvarez?
Not a peep out of him, sir.
Good. I'm going to have a brief chat with our Mr. Toombs.
You want me to go in with you, Skipper?
I don't think that'll be necessary. Just stay alert.
Aye, aye, sir.
I'm gonna have to start billing you for these unscheduled sessions, Captain.
What do you know about that sub that was tracking us?
Yeah, maybe we should gather everyone in a circle, you know, handle this with group therapy.
No! Listen here, fucknut. I need answers.
You're wrinkling my best shirt there, Captain.
I'm trying to come up with one excuse why I shouldn't flush you out the forward tubes.
Well, there is the whole murder bugaboo, and also, you'll never get any answers if I'm dead.
How did you know?
You're gonna have to be more specific.
What terror lies below the depths? The devil, my son. The devil lies there.
Old submariners have all kinds of sayings.
That was part of a private conversation with the old man from 40 years ago. Not part of any public record.
Let's see. You come from a long line of seamen.
Where did you...
I'm sorry. That one always gives me a chuckle.
Where did you get that?
Oh, I have very comprehensive files. The man who raised you, your grandfather, was a World War II vet. A sonar officer. You know why he never set foot on the water again after he left the service?
PTSD from the war. He was afraid of the sea.
No, he was afraid of what was in it. Would you believe your grandfather, all those years ago, encountered the same bizarre sonar contact? Same one that's been shadowing you. And it scared the living shit out of him because he knew what it was.
Really? What's that?
Death.
We just put a couple of high-yield Mark 48s in death. He scattered all over the ocean floor.
It seems kind of too easy, doesn't it?
Not when that much high explosives makes contact.
Consider this, You reach your position, right? You launch those 20 missiles. That's 160 separate warheads raining down hell on the enemy. Genocide.
It's not my call.
Millions instantly vaporized at your hand. In the blink of an eye, you will have slaughtered more human beings than Adolf Hitler. Assuming, of course, they haven't already been baptized by nuclear fire. Now, what if the very last pocket of surviving human beings on Earth are in your crosshairs? Do you really care if they're Russian when the very survival of the human race is at stake?
I have my orders.
It's not the first time you've had to make a tough call, right, Captain?
What does that mean?
You wanted to know what's been shadowing you? Maybe it wasn't death. Maybe it wasn't death after all. Maybe it was your conscience.
All hands, we are 15 minutes from launch station.
Ooh, they're probably gonna need you up front, Captain.
Sims, what you got?
I'm picking up zero radio chatter. Nothing on any of the bands. It all went silent about 30 minutes ago. Sir, do you think...
I don't know. You seen the captain?
The Red Room, last I heard.
Morning, sir.
Morning, Alvarez. How's our VIP?
He's as quiet as a church mouse, sir.
Is the captain still in there with him?
No, sir. You just missed him.
You mind if I have a quick chat with our guest?
Not at all, sir.
This is the XO. Just wanted to make sure you were decent. What in the name of cornbreaded hell?
Approaching launch station.
Apparently we're still undetected, Captain.
Won't be long once we launch those birds. Are we at periscope depth?
Aye, sir.
Presently about 80 nautical miles off nearest landmass. The UK is to our east.
Let's have a look. Raise periscope. Sweet Mother of Christ.
What do you see, Skipper?
Sweet Mother of Christ.
Captain, we need to...
Have a look at this, Brooks. I think it answers our questions.
Sir, what's it look like out there?
The sky is black as pitch. Tom, you see that thin strip of red lining the horizon? Those are fires. Entire continent is burning. I don't know, but pretty sure that's what the gates of hell are supposed to look like.
With all due respect, I don't see any of that.
What do you mean?
Skipper, there's not a cloud in the sky. Weather conditions are ideal.
Ideal? Europe is a raging goddamned inferno!
Listen, maybe we should suspend the exercise.
Exercise? We're at war!
Hey, can we have a word privately?
There's no time, XO!
Captain, who have you been meeting with in the Red Room?
We've gone over this ground already. The analyst, Toombs.
We are at optimal range for missile launch, Captain.
Proceed to launch depth and prepare to hover.
Aye, sir.
Spin up all missiles. Set condition 1SQ.
1SQ. Weapons control. Spin up all missiles.
Man battle stations missile.
Skipper, there...
Man battle stations missile.
There's no Toombs. No one in the Red Room. Not a single living soul.
We are hovering at station, Captain.
There never was.
Chief, step forward. Let's review orders and emergency action message.
Captain?
Do all concur this is an authentic order to launch our target package?
I concur.
XO? XO?
Something's not right here.
Your CIP key.
This is an exercise.
Do I need to fit you for a straitjacket, XO?
And it's gone too far.
Proximity alert.
Got a contact. Another fast boat.
Where'd he come from?
I don't know.
Give me an ID. What are we dealing with?
Contact bearing 220. Sir, it's the same sub.
Russian attack sub?
It's the same exact contact, sir. 100% match.
Are you kidding me?
That's impossible.
A ghost ship.
Torpedo room. Flood tubes. Give me a target solution on that enemy contact.
It's too late. He's closing fast, right up under us.
Weapons control, I need a targeting solution now!
Oh my god, distance at 600.
Jesus! He's gonna ram us!
Loading tubes 1 and 2. Preparing for fish in the water.
500.
Evasive right rudder, 60 degrees!
400.
We can't fire, he's too close.
God damn it!
300 yards.
Tombs?
Sound collision alarm. Brace for impact! What the hell is that thing?
Losing hydraulic control! Systems not responding!
We're taking on water! Heavy damage!
Bow! Sinking 40 degrees! No attitude control!
Seal the boat!
We're dropping! Depth exceeding 1,000!
Compartments are flooded!
Fire in the reactor room! I repeat, fire in the reactor room!
A couple million gallons of seawater will take care of those fires.
Dropping below test depth.
We're going down. Order, Skipper. Captain! Captain!
It's a long way to the bottom, Captain. No way of knowing what's down this deep.
Tombs?
The old man, he ever tell you about the phantom boats? I mean, before you had him hauled off to the nut house.
How in the hell do you know about that?
Ghost contacts, he called them.
It was for his own good.
Down in the deep water, far below the crushed depth of any sub.
He was a danger to himself, to everyone around him.
The old man trusted you, and you betrayed him.
Tombs!
We're dropping below 1600. Pressure increasing.
Skipper, what are your orders?
Where's Toombs?
Skipper?
He was here. I was just talking to him.
Pull it together.
Toombs?
There's no goddamn Toombs.
We're losing the boat.
Mental illness can be hereditary, you know. Maybe the old man left you with something more than just stories.
I'll kill you, son of a bitch!
Assistance to the Red Room. Assistance to the Red Room.
I'll kill you!
Orderlies!
I'll kill you!
Orderlies, we need a hand here!
I'll kill you!
Come on! Get fucking free!
Come on, Jeffries, let him go! Don't make us toss you in isolation again!
He's got a grip!
Jeffries!
Oh, son of a bitch! He's crazy!
Back to your room, Mr. Toombs.
What? I didn't do anything to him, Doc.
I've told you repeatedly not to agitate the others. Sims, will you escort Mr. Toombs to his room?
Yes, ma'am. Why don't you just come with me?
Friendly circle my ass. That fucker is crazy.
Thinks he's still at sea or something. Let go of me!
Mr. Jeffries?
Where am I?
We're going to get you settled back in bed.
How did I?
Maybe we'll do a one-on-one tomorrow.
How did I?
Sound good?
What is this place?
It's okay. Calm down. No one's going to hurt you.
Chief? What the hell's going on?
Calm down.
Commander Brooks? Why is everyone out of uniform?
Take him back, gentlemen.
What the hell's going on?
All right, here we go. Keep a tight grip. He's slippery.
I got him.
No. It's all gone.
Yeah.
You're dead.
Come on, Jeffries.
The world. Everyone. Nothing but ash.
Jeffries.
This isn't real. It's all wiped out.
Has he got a story?
Jeffries?
It's all wiped out.
Severe delusional disorder. Sees us as his crew.
His crew?
He was commanding officer of a ballistic missile submarine. The USS Tennessee. He suffered a mental break during a training exercise. Began having delusions about a nuclear war.
Dear Lord.
Just like something out of a nightmare.
What pushed him over the edge?
The pressure of repeated drills. The constant preparation for doomsday. Who knows? These sailors are trained to carry out a heinous act. Even if the war never comes, it can still haunt them. Leave scars. Jeffries relives that fractured reality each and every day.
I take it Toombs is a bit of an instigator.
Unfortunately, yes. We should probably keep those two separate going forward. Perhaps no more group sessions for them here in the Red Room.
You mind if I check in on Jeffries? I've had some luck with white noise. Sometimes it'll settle troubled patients.
Be my guest, Dr. Brooks. At this point, I'm willing to try anything.
Doctor, is it safe now?
It's safe, Maria. Everyone, let's gather round and continue the session. Come on. It's okay. It's all over. This is a safe space.
Chief, take us down. Dive to 150 and hold course 1/3 ahead. All stations rig ultra quiet.
Shh.
Sonar contact bearing 560.
Relax, Mr. Jeffries.
Let's hear it, Hightower. What you got?
Get some rest. I'm gonna switch this on. Something Dr. Brooks recommended.
What's that, Gramps? What's that?
It'll help you unwind and get some sleep, okay?
What is that?
Relax and just imagine the ocean waves rolling in and rolling out. Rolling in and rolling out.
What is that?
I'll check back with you later.
What terror lies below the depths?
No way of knowing what's down this deep.
What terror lies below the depths?
The old man. He ever tell you about the phantom boats?
What terror lies below the depths?
Ghost contacts, he called them.
What terror lies below the depths?
The old man trusted you, and you... you betrayed him.
What terror lies below the depths? The devil, my son. The devil lies there.
Been listening to Campfire Radio Theater. Tonight's tale, The Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, was written, directed, and produced by John Ballantyne. Featured in the cast were Graham Rowett as Captain Jeffries, Jared Rivet as Tombs, Blaine Hicklin as Exo Brooks, Mary Murphy as Chief Bauer, Juliana Gutierrez Arango as Hightower, Joe Stofko as Admiral Endicott, Alvin Balling II as Sims, and Mark Reese Healy as the pilot. Also featured were James Hicklin, Springhild Jack, Kevin Hartnell, John Bellows, and John Ballantyne. Original music score by Kevin Hartnell. Sound design by John Ballantyne. Additional sound courtesy of Freesound Project. Mix and post-production by John Ballantyne. Join us around the campfire and share the horror. You can find Campfire Radio Theater on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.